Channel 10 with Frank Pierce. Frank, why don't you quickly introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Frank Pierce. I'm Executive Vice President of Product Development at Blizzard Entertainment.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, one of the things we've been looking at the BlizzCon announcements, some of your favorite features. What are the things that you think actually didn't make it into Wrath of the Lich King that you all are talking about for, say, future content packs?
Wow, I mean, the laundry list is pretty long. You know, at the top of my list, personally, is improved guild support, the little guild window that we have. To manage a list of 500 names isn't really feasible anymore, and so one example for me would be better guild features, but, you know, we've got a big laundry list. We want to continue the storyline. There's more stuff that we want to tell as far as the story goes, and so we've got different options there. We actually, after we ship Wrath, we'll get the development team together to take a step back and brainstorm some of the features that everyone's thinking about so we can lock down a feature set for our next expansion.
Excellent. There's been a number of announcements around Diablo 3, their random instances, their adventures, and we see the Diablo 3 team talking about some of the features that they borrowed from World of Warcraft. For World of Warcraft players, are there going to be, say, random instances or random encounters or random zones where the zone could change, and sort of taking away the people that have been running instances constantly that are...
Yes, oh, wow.
Yes, random instances or random areas, any sort of things that you see borrowing from the Diablo world, or maybe even destructible things where your spells could actually destroy things. People seem to love that in the gameplay videos.
Blowing shit up is always fun. So, yeah, random instances is something that came up as a potential for something that we'd do in a future expansion. It really depends. The guys that put together the raid dungeons and the five-man dungeon wings handcraft those to make sure that the experience is of a specific level of quality. So it's something that we'll have to evaluate against whether we can deliver the experience when it's random as compared to handcrafting it.
Excellent, excellent. I think it was February 2008, a number of people got really excited when you were talking about Warcraft outside of Warcraft, and specifically it was an interview you had done about Warcraft Mobile. You had made some sort of...
That was a dice.
So what things can you talk about? Are you all working on Warcraft Mobile, and what's the current situation? I got some follow-ups there.
Okay, yeah, we'd like to be able to do some stuff with mobile devices. We don't have any development resources in-house devoted to that as of yet, but we are looking for mobile developers so we can start to go down that path. You know, I mean, the laundry list of things that we could potentially do is pretty long. Things that I think would be really cool include, like, character profiles or being able to view your in-game mail or view your auctions and guild chat, stuff like that. We're not talking about mobile in the context of creating mobile games, but as you mentioned, talking about it in the context of enhancing the existing game experience that we've delivered to our players.
Okay. And a lot of people love some of the new stuff you all are doing just on the website. For example, having Armory and having my guild, being able to look up, you know, what's the latest stats and changes, and really sort of supporting the community as well by making that available as XML and sites like SK Gaming that do regular polls. Are you all looking to add, say, guild calendar to a web, which is a classic thing where you're organizing people?
We've got guild calendars slated for... Do we have guild calendar? I know guild calendar is on the list of something that we could do. It's not in Wrath?
Player calendar. In the
Lich King. Is it in Lich King? Yeah. Okay.
But outside the game, meaning website.
Definitely something that we're talking about. When we would be able to launch that would depend on the resources available on the web team. They've got a lot of stuff going on. If you go up to the Armory, it's still listed as being in beta. And it's been live for a while. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's definitely a really cool idea and definitely something that we'll want to do at some point.
The other ones, to just rattle these off, are presence, so you can actually see when your friends are online and actually be, you know, see which of my guildmates are online without having to log into the game.
From the web and or mobile?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
friends lists.
Yes.
I can dig that.
Exactly. And achievements, which is another thing you see in like, say, Xbox, where you have your, you know, your bragging card.
Yeah, achievements on mobile and web was a really good idea, too.
Okay. So it's something you all are...
So I'll point the designers to this.
Okay. Okay. And I think, actually, you had mentioned in-game mail as well. So there was always discussion on class balance. And I think there's always fights. But the reality is, when you all build those, try and do that, you all use spreadsheets, is that correct? Like, you have actual math, it's not, you know, picking darts.
Yeah, there are spreadsheets behind it. The balance designers have mathematical backgrounds, more art science backgrounds as compared to creative backgrounds, which you'll see in a lot of the designers that are doing lore and quests and stuff. We definitely have guys on it full time, and that's why we're always iterating on it. Their job is to make sure that the classes are well balanced, and not just well balanced, but also viable in all the different gaming experiences that we provide, whether it's outdoor PvE or raiding or Battlegrounds PvP or Arena PvP. Right there, they are committed to making sure that all the classes are balanced and viable. And it's, you know, it's an iterative process. And fortunately, WoW is an online experience that gives us the luxury of being able to iterate pretty frequently.
Right, and you know, a lot of people argue about, say my class doesn't have enough damage, or have you all looked at or even considered releasing some of those numbers in some way that is digestible? So you're not, a number of people are literally taking the dummies in the beta to do damage calculations for spells. So sort of helping the hardcore gamers that really want that in-game data, or to say respond to people that are saying, well, we don't have enough damage, when the reality is you all have calculated it and you have, in fact, balanced the classes.
Well, I think even if we provided those spreadsheets and some more concrete numbers, I think at the end of the day it would still be subjective, right? Because at some point someone's going to have to make an argument about whether a hunter should have higher DPS than a rogue or vice versa.
Okay.
So, and under what circumstance that should be. So even if we gave them concrete data, I think there'd still be a lot of people out there going with their theorycraft arguments and probably more controversy than we're interested in creating at this point.
I don't know if there could be more controversy.
You'd be surprised.
2 minutes. Okay. So I think we mentioned some of this stuff, but PvP, you all added Havoc physics engine to Diablo, and we've seen some of the destructible things in Wintergrasp. Are you all looking to either revisit old content to sort of get world PvP going? This is another thing people remember, the Terran Mill battles. Are you all doing anything to, say, make it so that you could actually have siege weapons destroy Stormwind, for example?
Something that we'll probably want to take a look at after we've seen how Wintergrasp plays out, because Wintergrasp is the PvP zone in Wrath of the Lich King that's going to have siege weapons and destructible buildings, and so once we see how that plays out, see how fun that is, see what kind of popularity it has, we can take a look at whether or not we want to be able to do something like that. Definitely a cool, ambitious idea.
Okay, and speaking of Lake Wintergrasp, this is one of the things where people love to be in Alterac Valley, and it seems sort of there was a number of things, I guess, learned from that, and even the addition of destructible objects and buildings and siege weapons. The only thing is, it seems to be only a limited time. In other words, you have 40 minutes to take Lake Wintergrasp, and then you can't take it again. What's the reasoning behind sort of making it that versus just having it, you know, the people that love to PvP and just stay in there and just continuously battle versus, what's the design? Because it seems to go more PvE.
That's a really specific question that I wouldn't be able to do justice by even trying to answer, right?
Okay.
Tom Chilton's the game systems designer, and he's got a big focus on PvP, and maybe we can have you guys follow up with Sean afterwards, and he can get you some answers to that via email, or even later in the show.
Okay, and
I don't want to butcher the answer.
That's fair enough.
It's pretty specific.
Last question is armor dies. Are you all thinking of even potentially doing just simple stuff with the tier set, so the paladins that don't like pink, for example, could dye it maybe a darker red?
Yeah, that's definitely something that comes up in discussion periodically. You know, there's arguments for both sides of it. Right now we're sitting on the side of the fence that says that we want the tier X armor set to be very distinguishable. don't necessarily want people changing the color palette of it. So, but it's definitely something that comes up as a discussion topic, and we'll have to see.
Okay, excellent. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.